1460. It's Carl and Linda Bott, and my microphone is turned on. 7:05 on April the 13th. We're in cool April nights. We're into a change in the weather, but we're into so many other things this morning. Again, 7:05. It's April the 13th, and our phone lines here are 530-605-4567. And we are streaming. That's right, streaming live, KCNR1460.com. You can take us with you to work. You can take us on your trips. You can take us anywhere. And then you can get into the chat room and discuss those items that are important to you, as in many cases, has nothing to do with what we're talking about, but it gives us ideas, too. Joined today by Bad Bob.
And good morning, sir.
How are you today, Bad Bob?
Doing well. I was just looking at the weather radar, which Linda can bring us up to
date. She'll be doing that. But, you know, I brought you a present in here yesterday and laid it down, and you know, and now it's
Where
gone.
Is it?
Where is it?
Well, I've moved it out into the hallway. It's a new and improved piece of equipment to bring us into the 21st century. And by golly, it's like a kid with a new toy.
It is. I saw your eyes light up, and the way you danced around like one of the sugar plum fairies.
The tutu doesn't fit.
And the new board that will be putting in here, and which gives us all types of new capabilities. And speaking of new capabilities and bright-eyed and bushy-tailed, here she is.
Well, good morning, and it is great. We're just grateful to be on the air. Can I tell you, all the things that are going on, we have just new things going on, transferences, new equipment, and of course, Carl was dancing with his first rehearsal, getting ready with Dancing with the Stars yesterday. Let me give you a quick update on the weather. Of course, 50% of showers. It's right now, it's raining. The temperatures are going to get to about 56 today, partly cloudy tonight with a low of 41. Coming up, we've got tickets to give away. It is Cool April Nights this entire week. That's right. We'll have a special guest on, because all week, each day in our program, we'll have somebody from Cool April Nights. Yesterday, we went to the luncheon for the rodeo. We can't believe that that's kicking off. And, of course, we're going to be doing a live remote at the pancake breakfast, and we have so many wonderful things that are going to be going on with the rodeo this weekend. Along with Cool April Nights is the Red Bluff Roundup. So two things simultaneously going on, so you absolutely have a chance to do all of it if you wish to do so. And I know we have a caller on the line right now, so let's get right to the phones this morning. Good morning, Jay.
Jay, our taxi philosopher.
Good morning. How are you all
yellow,
doing today?
Yellow cab.
Yeah, I'd just like to thank you for giving me that mental image of Bob and a tutu. That's really a good way to start the day.
Well, you know, you got to start off like that because you know Bob. And, you know, the fact that the tutu is that multicolored one that just barely does not quite cover his knees. So, but
what hurts me is that I know what Bob looks like.
You know,
he does not belong in a tutu.
Bob is light and dynamic on his feet, though.
Yeah, I found it discarded at the walk a mile. What can I say?
That's right. Probably, used to belong probably to Jeff.
Well, Jay, you know, also, I'm sure being a taxi driver in town, for those people who just don't want to drive and park with the craziness, it'd be easier to take a cab from a location to location for Cool April Nights.
Right. Well, you know, I'm going to be out. We've had so much success with my coming out on Friday nights that we're making it permanent.
Well,
so I'm working a split shift on Fridays now, and so we will have extra drivers out, and we're starting to do a little bit more of camping in areas instead of trying to handle every run on the board. We're handling regions now, and we're able to respond much quicker now, upping our game a bit. So our response time will be much faster. But if you call us during the parade, we're not going to be able to get through either.
Well, Jay, we're really excited about you Friday night. What is the area that you the area again that you're available for Friday nights?
Well,
besides all over town, but one that you're specifically.
I'm specifically hanging out in between Johnny's and Billy Bombay's.
Oh, well, that's probably a good place if people can recognize the color yellow if they leave there. So.
Well, you know, they may not be able to read because of the blurriness, but yellow does stand out.
There you go. Okay, Jay, the taxi cab guy and the yellow cab guy, and he hangs out at Johnny's and Bombay's on Friday nights. Give him a call. What's your phone number?
510-0651, and of course the company at 222-1234. And yeah, you know, it never fails. I've been living in this town since I was three. Has there ever been a cool April night that doesn't have rain during the week?
It's synonymous.
Happened about three times.
I don't know. This is, but the big thing is that it's just for today, and the rest of the week is going to be clear. So we got to take a break here. Oh, wait a minute.
Okay,
wait.
Oh, no. Okay,
yes,
thanks,
yes.
Jay. No, I was just going to do a little reminder about some things with Cool April Nights. I just got an email from one of the head honchos with some information about registration at the Civic Center today, starting at 8. Also, no dogs except service dogs, and it's only going to rain today. Talk about the dinner tonight at 6 to 8, and there you go. So.
Okay, let's take a break here. Carl and the Bot, KCNR 1460, and this is Free Fire Radio. Here on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. It's 7:15 in the morning on April the 30th. It's raining a little bit outside, but that's okay because it's going to be clear the rest of the week, and we're having it. You know what? You know, when we talk to Jay, the part about it that Jay, you know, well, he's talking about the Yellow Cab and how it's the things that are affecting him. Reading gas prices. It says here in the metropolitan area that the average for a gallon of unleaded gasoline in Greater Reading was $4.13, AAA of Northern California reported. Gas in Reading has shot up 29 cents since the last survey in March. March? Wasn't that just last month? Okay, somebody tell me. That was that March of this year? It said statewide the average is $4.17, nearly 40 cents higher than the national average of $3.79. The least expensive average price in Northern California is in Marysville, $4.09. And Eureka has the highest average at $4.34. Well, we were over there on the coast this past weekend, and I can tell you, $4.34, $4.50 we saw. But right here, the cheapest gas is for $3.99 over in Arco on Churn Creek. And then, in fact, most of them are Arcos. And then the gas for less, $4.05. That's on Pine Street. So we're at that $4 mark, any way you look at it. Now, my friends, sit down, grab your cup of coffee, hang on here, because there's no shortage of oil. But the price of oil is well over $110 a barrel. There is no shortage of oil. However, there is a war going on in the Middle East, and guess what? Gaddafi's winning. That's right. The NATO forces are starting to break apart. You've got Britain saying more. No, no, more ground attacks. You've got the United States saying, well, we're not going to do it. We'll, you know, we'll do what we're continuing to do, but we're not going to take the lead in this. Hooray, President Obama should never gotten in it to begin with, of course, but at least you're not charging full ahead blindly, as sometimes we have a tendency to do. So, which, you know, in the people in the requirement for gas seems to be lower, but the speculators and fear are driving the cost up. And now with the summer coming on, where you got at least a 5% increase because you use a different type of gasoline, a lighter type of gasoline because of the heat, are we going to be seeing $5 a gallon gas? $5 a gallon. And the funny thing about it is that it doesn't have to be that way. It doesn't have to be that way at all. We have gotten ourselves into this, and we're not getting ourselves out of it. On the front page of the paper, they're talking about Brown signing a bill to put 20%, I'm sorry, that 33% of the power that comes to the state of California by the year 2020, 33% of the power has to come from solar panels, windmills, and other renewable sources. 33%. Now, Paul Hauser, RU, was on our show last month, and he talked about when people were screaming about the cost of electricity going up, he says we have to use renewable sources. It's not cheap, and it's not going to be cheap. But one of the things that Brown said, and I found it almost tear-jerking, almost brought a tear to my eye, says we can't keep on giving billions and billions of dollars and rely on petroleum sources from other countries. You're right. You're right, Governor. We can't. But we have the oil resources in the United States that would take the place of that. If people like you would just let us drill. No. Is drilling the final answer? No. It's not the final answer, but it can save us money now. It can stop us from pouring billions of dollars into the coffers of people that don't really like us. Hugo Chavez? How about Gaddafi? How about Saudi Arabia, who are, by the way, the Sauds are quite upset in the fact that we're pushing democracy in the Middle East. Wait a minute, that's not... No, we don't want that. Wait. You know, cut off part of the oil money going to them, and trust me, things will change. But we can't. Why? Because we refuse to do that for ourselves. What is it? Why can't we become self-sufficient at the same time that we are going into solar, at the same time we're going into wind, hydroelectric, nuclear, and that's the other thing, nuclear power. Is that ever going to happen after what happened in Japan? I don't know. Maybe if we build plants in parts of the country that's not on a fault, or maybe not in danger of being hit by a tsunami, we can do this. But to continue to just say, don't drill and change things, is going to cost us billions and billions of dollars, my friends, in this economy. That's why you're. That's one of the reasons. One of the reasons it's going up is because of the renewable energy clause in the state of California. I have to take a break. Carl and DeBott, KCNR 1460. It's 7:20 on April the 13th, and this is Free Fire Radio.
Reading in the North State. If you're driving up the 5 right now, you know, it's going to be a great day. Absolutely. We're going to be having temperature slight showers today with temperatures soaring to a 58. Partly cloudy tonight with low of 41. But you know what? It's going to be beautiful. And it is cool April nights all week long. Coming up, we've got a special guy who has been quite the star on the scene of Cool April Nights. We'll be introducing him after the 30 break after Fox News. What we've got going on today, registration from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. And, of course, this is when the cool merchandise comes out from 10 to 6. And tonight, Foothill High School Tri-Tip Dinner. Tickets are just $12, and I'm sure you can get those at various locations. We'll remind you about that in a moment. Thursday, you guys, I've got a stack of tickets here. I'm still selling from Anselmo Vineyards. I heard that they're close to being sold out, but we've got a handful here that they had asked if we would sell on, meaning if you are interested, please call and come by. They're $15, and this is what you get. It is a complete luau with ginger chicken and lomi lomi salmon and potato and mac, sticky rice, papaya seed salad, coconut hoppy cake, and, of course, the pig, the roasted pig. So when you go drive out there, they have, I think, 98 cars. I may be off on that number a little bit, but last year it was spectacular, and they have now their new wedding tent and the arena area that has been completely built for the kickoff is during this week, which will be Thursday. So you don't want to miss out the show and shine at Anselmo's. And on top of that, I have two tickets here that I'm giving away right now for the third caller. We are going to be giving away two tickets for A Bench in the Sun, which is happening Friday, April 15th at 7:30 p.m. That's the Riverfront Playhouse. If you feel like, okay, I've done the cars, I've done the luau, I've done the, you know, all the, you know, I've been to the Red Bluff Roundup, and I've done all these things, and I really like to sit and just laugh my hiney off. Well, I'll tell you what, A Bench in the Sun is what, by Ron Clark, is supposed to be a spectacular. I have heard so many people that have seen this play already, and our very own sister station, Bob Corlock, is starring in it. So two tickets.
He plays a grumpy old man, doesn't he?
He plays a grumpy old man.
Well, this is something Bob's been practicing for at least 40 years that I know of.
So 605-4567.
Free tickets.
Yep, that's right. Free tickets for you this morning for those who would like to attend the theater on Friday, April 15th.
That's right. Same night as there's the cruising, and we've got a big show tonight. They've got the Enterprise. I think the Enterprise Band is up there. You've already talked about that, right?
Yes. And okay, you're going to let it rip.
Yeah, I am. Because, well, no. When we come back, we've got Bob Creighton, who used to be the, who was formerly the president and head of a lot of the stuff here for Cool April Nights. But he's here because his car, a beautiful, beautiful work of art, is on the front cover of the magazine.
And I'm sure we'll get a breakdown about that car and all the blood, sweat, and tears that went into that car. And, you know, and Bob's a great guy. Again, he's been on the scene for a long time, and of course we were big fans of Dwayne Tomei, and you know Barbara was here yesterday, and they were since the onslaught. In fact, I think kind of the founders, if I'm not mistaken, 20 some years ago. And so here we have just an incredible event that happens in Reading every year, and it's almost like this is the kickoff.
This is the
kickoff for what? 3 and 4 huge events all simultaneously happen.
Yeah, with this, and then, you know, after this, we know, can be running into the Reading Rodeo, and then you've got 4th of July, you've got Memorial, we've got big things going on Memorial Day, and then the 4th of July, and then you roll into November for that, you know, the week of the veterans.
Congratulations, Kay. You've got those 2 tickets for Friday evening's performance, and I'll have those at the front door for you. Oh, gosh, there's so much going on. What is next?
Well, you know, TSA has set itself even higher standards than you could ever possibly think.
And what's that?
They frisked a 6-year-old as the child was getting ready to get on a plane. This child obviously looked dangerous. It looked like it was packing some heat.
Talk about that.
No. They came up and they patted down, frisked a 6-year-old.
Well, do you think that's wrong?
Yes.
Why? Somebody can't hide a bomb in a child's shoe?
They could.
So why is it any different to a human being?
When has that ever happened?
Well, that doesn't mean it still can't.
When has it ever happened? How about that 90-year-old grandmother? And they pull her out of the chair and throw her on the ground and tase her.
That's different.
They haven't done that yet. But I just said, what about it? I just made that part up, okay? But you're right. You know, it's anybody can be a terrorist, I guess. Even if they don't know they're being a terrorist, anybody
right.
can be a tool, not a terrorist. Anybody can be a tool for a person who doesn't care. And I guess you're right. They could put something on the child's body. But when, you know, here's the only thing. You know, if we're going through all of this, including the X-ray show and everything, we've got 30 seconds left. I'd like to see some statistics from TSA that says we caught X amount of people by doing this. That's all I want to see. And then I'll back off. In fact, I'll cheer them to the rafters. Got a break for the news. Carl and Linda Bott. It is 729 KCNR 1460, and this is Free Fire Radio. Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's Carl and Linda Bott, 7:34 in the morning on April the 13th. Good morning. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by B&T Satellite. Don't call that 800 number. Go to Dish Satellite with Doug Tooley at B&T Satellite, 244-1988. If you call the 800 number, your call will be switched various times, bounced around, and probably sent to some place north of Pluto where you'll be talking to somebody whose real name is, that has been trained to speak in English. So you don't want to do that. You want to stay local, and that's B&T Satellite with Doug Tooley. 244-1988 guarantees his work. He's a veteran. And did I say he was local? Yeah. That's B&T Satellite.
Okay, and that's how come we're getting new equipment, because people are pouring coffee down the wires. Can you talk on the radio now, honey?
I'm okay now. I may need a napkin, though.
The Colonel is moving his swing, is flipping his arms. Oh, yeah. Okay, welcome back to KCNR, like I said. And it is officially the Cool April Nights kickoff. Of course, we've got show and shines, and all this week we're going to have people that are coming on to talk about this spectacular event, 2011, and this is the 22nd event. And with us right now, of course, since the founding beginning time, and has one of the star automobiles, Bob Creighton. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing very well, thank you.
Get closer to that.
Closer?
Yeah. Okay. So when you look at the program, which is, by the way, fabulous, tell me about the orange car. Is it red or orange?
Actually, it's a candy apple red.
Candy apple red. Yeah. So share with our listeners, give a visual of this car that you built.
This car is a 51 Merc two-door. The car has got a 4-inch chop top. It has the interiors all hand-formed. The headlights are French. The fenders are peaked. We put eyebrows on them. It has a DeSoto grill in it. It has a DeSoto front bumper. It has the big fat white walls on it. In the back, instead of having a 51 Merc rear window, it has a 50 Merc rear window. We changed that. The fenders are also peaked, and it has 54 Merc taillights with a custom rear bumper on it.
Okay, I understand the term bumper. just to let you know how automotive I am, Bob.
Yeah. Well, the visual is what you look at. You look at
I'm looking at pictures.
I'm looking at eyebrows. I'm thinking, do they need to be trimmed? Are they kind of like bushy? Yeah. And then I see what you're talking about. And now you're telling me it's not a stock vehicle. There's a 51 instead of a 50.
There is not a body panel on that car that has not been modified.
So it's a complete custom.
This is what they call a radical custom.
A radical custom. Okay.
How fast can it go?
Can you tell us the story about when you got this car and how long it took you to bring it to its radicalism?
So you'll have a Kleenex that I can use for my eyes and stuff with all the trouble we went through. I have owned this car about 3.5 years. I bought it out of Washington. It had been started. We thought we had a pretty good car to start with. Once I got it home and started going underneath the primer and everything, you can hide so many things with primer. This car was actually a bad car. It was everything that had been done to it had been done wrong. We had to redo literally 100% of stuff. When we took the front end off the car and started to move the front clip of the car out, it had been what they call stitch welding, which means it was only welded about every 2 to 3 inches. So we would move it, and the primer would break, and the body stuff would break loose. It was that badly done.
So is that a term, an industry term, for those of you who build cars, started?
Started means that somebody attempted to do something to change the car from an original car, and that's what did happen on this one.
Now, have you been able to trace the history?
No, actually we have not.
Okay.
We don't know anything about the car originally, like I said, other than whoever did the work. Should not be allowed to.
It probably
anything. Yeah.
Wait a minute, that could have been my dad. You know, he was as good with cars as I am.
Yeah, like I said,
epoxy on it and paint over it, right?
My problem was at that point I had done a 51 Merc several years ago, which that car currently is up in a little museum soda fountain thing up in Oregon, and I really was all hot to do another 51 Merc, so I probably had blinded eyes when I looked at it, and just they're getting harder and harder to find the 51 or 49, 50, 51s.
Now, is this is this your car? Is there a name for your car? Did you name it?
Wouldn't want to use the name I had for a
Wait a minute,
time.
We cannot use hyphenated names on this show.
Yeah,
all right.
Somebody will say we don't have a name for it. No. We had a lot of names during the process.
Yeah, I'm just wondering if you try. Do you ever drive this car just for fun, or is it just?
Absolutely.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
so you'll take it out every day.
This car has been. Now we spent this whole after that car was inside last year. We have literally spent this whole last year up to here very recently, getting that car to run correctly. We had nothing but motor problems and all kinds of problems with it.
Okay, now we need to take a break. But when we come back, I'd like to talk about that because you had it inside. Nothing was happening to it. So you get it outside, you crank it up.
And we got it outside and still nothing was happening to it.
Gremlins here. Okay, so it means it's not just a pretty face. Now it can go fast.
No.
All right, well, okay, we're going to take a break here. Bob Creighton from Cool April Nights is our guest. And we're just loving Cool April Nights this week.
Gone but not forgotten right here are some of these fabulous cars that we're going to be seeing all week long, and especially for the crews. We'll come back right after these messages. KCNR 1460.
This is Freak Fire Radio. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, 7:43 in the morning on April the 13th. Cool April Nights, and this portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, one of our favorite places, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Now, what is so good about the fact that it's at Hilltop Drive is Friday, the cruise. For $6, you get a hamburger, you get a seat there. It is great. You got parking in the back and an escape route out the side.
Hot dogs.
If you need it. Hot dogs, hamburgers, and great people there. You can sit out there and watch the cruise, which starts at what time, Bob Creighton?
The cruise officially starts at 6:30.
At 6:30?
You definitely want to be in there a lot earlier than that.
You
want to
be there by at least 4. So
people are already
they've already
got stuff lined up for their trailers.
6 a.m. Are you kidding me? It's they've already dibsed their spot. Yeah.
That's right. And to back
and don't
on
even
through,
think you're going to undib somebody's spot.
That's right. You know, because this is concealed carry capital of the world. You know, and I can see little old ladies rolling around in the parking lot tasing each other. By the way, there was a sign that just said, tase an otter for a dollar. I don't know what that meant. Okay, let's go on back to what we're doing here. Bob Creighton.
His 50, okay, wait, go ahead.
Bob Creighton, you would think.
Master builder.
Master builder.
No, I'm just part of it.
Master
a lot of people
auto
work on that part.
Man, you'd say to yourself, now this is a man that's been in the business his whole life. Bob, so what did you do your whole life here?
Actually, my career was when I retired, I was the deputy director for the Department of Social Services for Shasta County.
Wow.
And you got into
you've seen
building.
A lot of stuff.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I've actually been around cars all my life as a kid. My first car, you know, everybody says first car when I was a kid in high school. My first car was a 39 Ford Coupe that I bought for $50 at Tierney Ford in Alturas.
You're an Alturas boy?
I was actually born in Alturas. I was raised in Beaver and Fall River.
Okay.
I graduated from the little school of Beaver, class of 17, my whole graduating class.
We just drove through there a couple weeks ago.
Yeah. It didn't take you long to get through there.
No, I blinked and Linda said we'd gone through.
My brother married a server.
Really?
Out of Alturas.
Buck Server.
Huh. Used to be the sheriff up in Alturas.
Yeah, with her grandfather.
Okay,
so
let's go back to cars. So then you've been around cars, so you've enjoyed cars.
Yeah,
I've enjoyed
cars. You know, I had the cars when I was in high school, like everybody, and, you know, I went in the service, come out, cars for a while, and then did other things for a while, and actually got back into it. And of all the activities I've done, I believe that the cars is the most fun. I think the people that you're around are the most fun. It's such a variety. It's all very individual. Everybody's car is a little different.
Therapy.
I like all that.
So would you say that this is more than just a passionate hobby?
Yeah, it is.
Where people can really be like-minded in the fact of what it is to take apart and reassemble with, what do you call it, a radical...
This one?
Yes.
That was a radical custom, that particular car.
Have you seen the Nova? Have you seen that car yet?
Yeah, actually I have. There's two or three couples of us that go down to this show in Santa Rosa, and I've actually become pretty good friends with Rich and Peggy, who actually put on the Peggy Sue's car show in June in Santa Rosa. And each year have been doing a couple awards for Cool April Nights with the Peggy Sue show and have become good friends with them.
So we're talking about, can you give us a little insight again? Every day we want to keep covering some stuff about the Nova that was completely rebuilt. It's the first time the car is going to actually be for sale.
Yeah, yeah. And I don't know the total details of what the final decision was on how they're going to sell it. At one point, I know they were going to do tickets on it. I had heard at one point they were going to take it over and auction. All the money is going into a fund for the child.
For the college education.
Yeah, young guy was killed in, I think it was Afghanistan, if I remember correctly. And
three days short of coming home.
Pardon?
3 days short of coming home.
Yeah, I was just getting ready to come home. Yeah.
What's your favorite, what would you say would be, if you could pick your top three favorite things of what Cool April Nights represents to you? You've been here since the inception.
Yeah.
Every year. I'm sure it's hard work all year long. Barbara Harrison, of course, a shout-out in memory of Duane Tomei.
Absolutely.
And all of the other people who have been on this board and keep the body of this Cool April Nights flourishing, getting better, getting bigger. But what would you say, Bob, would be your top three favorite things of the week?
Well, the first thing is the concept, because all of the money that's generated after costs all go to kids. And I'm a big fan of, you know, things going to kids' programs and stuff like that. That's a biggie for me. The cruise on Friday night is very special. That is the one thing that I do a little differently, is this car that you've seen there will be around all week, But on Friday night, I will actually drive a little 40 Chevy pickup that has all been street rotted. And my grandfather bought that brand new in 1940, and then I street rotted it a few years ago. But the reason I take that pickup is I take seven of my great nieces and nephews, and we spend the whole afternoon and evening together. I go buy them new T-shirts each year. We go over, we go do hot dogs or hamburgers or something over on the route.
Tradition.
And we do the cruise.
That is so cool.
And it's you know, and people always say, well, geez, those kids must have a good time. And I said, you know, those kids don't have near as good a time as their aunt and uncle do. We love, my wife and I absolutely love doing that. We look forward to that. That's a biggie for me.
Well, wow. You know what? The you know, Coolidge is a biggie, and this is just the reason why. This is something.
Oh,
this
absolutely.
Is a family. You know, and when you go out there along the route, you see Papa Chair, you know, Mama Chair, and Baby Bear, you know, Baby Chair.
Somewhere like 10 or 15,000 people.
Oh yeah,
it's just
but
amazing.
You've got families there, and everybody's just having a great time. It's one of the reasons that we just
all shapes and sizes.
We like Cool April Nights here, and it does so much for our community.
Yes,
but it does so much for the people.
Yeah.
It's not just, and it's just not the money you raise for the good projects right here in town, but and the people. But it's just what I think it just kind of gives a good feeling to people.
You know, they say the good feel thing.
Yeah,
this is one of them.
Yeah.
This truly is.
Okay.
You know, and the other, and I know that they've talked about it in the past, but to put this event on is a lot of volunteering.
Oh yeah,
and you know, if people see those people running around with the volunteer shirt on, thank them. Thank that board.
Oh yeah,
that board.
Well,
he does a phenomenal job.
Well, we appreciate so much you all, everybody being here. And we've still got another segment, so you're not off the hot seat yet. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460, 7:51 in the morning. Bob Creighton from Cool April Nights is our guest, and this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, North. Good morning, North. KCNR 1460 here on Free Fire Radio. Our guest this morning is Bob Creighton. Okay, a little red line came across the chat room just now, and a question for you.
Okay.
Okay. Who's the owner of that car?
My wife's name is Tish. That had to be somebody I know, quite obviously. Yeah.
Who owns the Super Hogback Growler here?
That car, originally, we were actually over on the coast, and I had sold whatever the car I had before this one and was already starting to look. And as I said earlier, the Mercury I had before was up on the coast, and we were up there. And my wife, as usual, says, why did you sell that car? Like, why did I sell all the other cars? And she said, I really like that car. And I said, well, you know, I said, I really was going to try and build a little 40 Ford coupe or a sedan. But I said, if you'd like to have another Mercury, we'll build another Mercury. So that car was built for my wife. She picked the colors. I will tell you that in all honesty. She was involved in the pick of the colors. She was involved in the colors on the interior. It's got an incredible interior in it. So, yeah, actually, that's my wife's car, and her name is Tish, for those who do not know her.
Well, Tish, that's a big old shout-out for you. Somebody had your back in the chat room there that said, whose car is it really? But, you know, I'm thinking about upholstery, just what it is to roll stuff and have the fine art of, was that?
I thought tuck and roll is what happened if there was a nuclear explosion.
You know, yeah, the tuck and roll was incredible. This interior is a pretty unique interior. The whole interior of that car is actually hand formed. The back seat was originally out of a 64 T-Bird, and it had to be all cut and modified. The front seats came out of a 70-something GMC Suburban, and that had to be all cut down. The console is all hand-formed. The doors on where your armrest used to be, that is all hand-done in metal. The dash is all a digital dash. You don't see anything until you turn the key on. There is no glove box. It's all completely smooth and formed across
there. Wow.
Now, Bob, let me ask you a question here. I mean, because, frankly, you know, people, you know, I've gotten into all different types of things, but not in cars. If you paid yourself $10 an hour, how much would you have in this car?
Well, not only myself, there was...
I mean, I'm talking about everybody that worked on it.
$10
an hour.
There'd be probably in excess of $100,000.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just in labor.
Yeah.
Not counting...
Well, no. If it was just the labor, probably $50,000.
$50,000.
Yeah, the rest of it's
okay.
No, that's you know that's
okay.
Yeah.
Like for
it's
$10
an hour. That's yeah. you know. That's
and again, reasonable. You know, that's the whole thing with
yeah,
cars
reasonable.
Like
yeah.
this.
Yeah.
Is you have friends. You know, it's interesting right now. That car is quote basically they're never done, but it's basically done. I currently have one of my good friends is doing a 53 Chevy pickup. Next week, Cool Day Nights is over. We will actually be shifting to start working on his.
Okay.
As soon as that one's done, another friend just bought a 57 Chevy convertible. We'll
Ooh.
Go right onto that car next.
Okay. Well, so it's a network. It's
yeah,
a networking
yeah.
of
and
friends.
That's what's fun about it.
So if you put out, okay, I'm building this Merc, and but the, you know, you talked about the back seat being from a T-Bird or you know so and so, and do you have like four or five people that stand around and circle the car and go, God, you know, be really great in that back seat. And so, you know, like it's kind of a community, like playing golf, except where you take that time and you put it into building a car.
The design of that actually was pretty much come down to just two of us. The guy that helped do a lot of the, almost all the body work and so well, that car was pretty much built in my garage. And between him and I, we did a lot of it. Again, my wife is involved in a lot of it. But the design probably came a lot to Jim and myself. And,
fabulous. Well, we're just thinking about, you know, what it is to create a masterpiece. You know, it's
fun.
Creating a masterpiece.
It's a lot of fun to
You
do.
Know, it's art.
It is.
Yeah.
It is. And, you know, and it's, and you also said, too, therapy.
It is therapy.
It's, you know, just like you do anything you really enjoy and get yourself into, it yeah. kind of relaxes you, and it's kind of like, yeah, I understand.
You wake
that.
Up at 2 o'clock in the morning and go, oh, I finally, okay, that's what's going to be great in that spot.
Yeah, that's the scary part you do.
Oh, wait a minute, there's something there already.
Yeah.
Oh,
and I got to change that now. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's the scary part.
All right. Well, unfortunately, we have to leave now. We go into our next segment.
Oh, Bob, thank you for being on. You know,
thank you very much. My pleasure.
Your passion is infectious.
You have transmitted how happy you are and how you know why people should go out and look at Cool April Nights.
And
come and enjoy it. It's a great show.
Tonight, there's the dance.
Yeah, tonight's actually the opening thing. There's a
the Foothill High School.
That's you, new and unique, and
yes.
You know, come support those kids.
Okay,
again, it's kids.
We've got to go.
Carl
and Linda, Free Fire Radio.
You're listening to KCNR Shasta Redding.
Those on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. And Carl and Linda Bott, good morning. 8:05 on April the 13th. It's Cool April Night Week. This is Cool April Night Week. We just had Bob Creighton here. Bad Bob's joined us. And now...
I'm not trying to correct you, but I'm saying Cool April Nights.
What did
I
say?
Means Cool April Night.
Oh, let's go up on nights. You're right.
Yeah,
it's more
the
than
whole
one.
Week.
More than one. And we've had comments already. You know, I know you're getting ready to do the weather.
Yeah.
About how it's difficult to face your happiness. So much happiness in the morning. Am I lying, Bad Bob? Isn't that what it said on the chat
yes,
room?
Yes, indeed.
Gosh, Linda is so happy all the time in the morning.
A little ray of sunshine.
Yeah.
Okay, let's just I'm going to say it right out here. What, you have a choice. I just think you have a choice. So you either start off your day thinking I'm grumpy, it's crappy out, it's whatever, let's go down the line. I'm like, you know me, life is a celebration. I like to drink champagne, not that I'm drinking this morning, but I like to have a good time.
I said it probably had something to do with you woke up every morning next to me. And the chat room kind of shut down on that one. It was like, you know, Coach Bob said it's the scariest thing he could think of. So,
and Snooki last night, I am not sure exactly what was going on there, but she decided to, like, do air barking, fly through the air and, you know, rip apart the wall.
This dog got to be, like, 6 feet tall.
Ugh.
And just, I mean, it was trying to get through the wall at the outside, and I turn on the lights, and I'm looking around out there, and she comes over, and she looks up at me, and she says, put me in, coach. I said, there's nothing out there. And then I thought, what if there's a skunk out there? And I thought, I just don't, at 1:30 in the morning, want to roll around on the ground playing, let's kill the skunk.
We had that happen last year. Okay, showers outside with a high of 58, cloudy tonight with a low of 41. Of course, partly sunny tomorrow, Thursday. Of course, we're going to be out.
It's going to be big sunny tomorrow.
In Salmo Vineyards, I have tickets, you guys. I'm pre-selling for their event out there, and they say it's huge. They say they close at 5. Well, last night they were still transporting from 5 o'clock till 9 o'clock last year because, you know, you can't really park on the premises. First come, first serve when it comes to the show and shine. Oh, my God, here comes the guys in yellow.
Yeah, we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to be, I think the guys in yellow are going to be talking to us here.
We love drop-ins.
That's it. Open line Wednesday. That's right, my friends. We come back, we're going to be talking to some cowboys, but then we're going to be talking about some things that are happening in the world, things that you've been asking about, things that I've wondered about, things that make me just want to
cringe.
Rant. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Good morning, 8:11 in the morning on April the 13th, a cool April Nights Week. Carl and Linda Bott, good morning. The weather, it's 46 degrees right now. It's kind of raining outside, but you know what? It's not going to be raining all day, and it's going to be beautiful tomorrow. We're going to be going out to the show and shines out there in Summel Vineyards. It is going to be great. Come out there and join us. You're going to see some great cars. We've got people from American Graffiti out there. Bo Hopkins. Paul Lamont, who played Milner.
Candy Clark.
Candy Clark, who played, well, we know who she played. And the, no, Candy Clark called yesterday, too.
Tuesday.
Well, yesterday
was
Tuesday.
Yesterday. Oh, my God.
That was right. You know what? Part of the having the open line is we were talking about, I've got all things lined up, but something happened, which is even better. Gordon Bach, top puncher from the Asphalt Cowboys, swaggered in here with his Spurs a-jangling.
And Troy Spade.
And
welcome
Troy Spade
to the program this morning.
That's his sidekick.
Yeah.
My ticket-selling sidekick today.
Okay, and yes. You're all in yellow. It's Asphalt Cowboy season. You guys are out just kicking some major hoo-ha.
See, that's your little ray of sunshine when we come in with our yellow shirts on.
Yeah.
We are out selling tickets today, and we want to make sure everybody knows that, so all the businesses in town, expect a knock on your front door because the Asphalt Cowboys are out. Our breakfast tickets are still $3 after how many years? 29 years?
29 years. 1954. It started out at $1 and it's now $3, but it hasn't changed in 29 years.
Something like that.
Some 27 to 29 years.
That math works.
I tell you what, too, is we're going to be out there that day, and we're going to be out there on, you know, running a remote from that spot on the corner. And you'll be able to come out and say hello to us, but also come down and get a great breakfast for $3, which is just part of what's going on that week.
It begins on May 9th, right?
The activities for Roadie Week begin on May 9th, that's
right. And so all week happening with the Asphalt Cowboys golf tournament that's happening on the 9th. And then on the special kids' day, May 16th, and the bank holdup, the chili cook-off, and the street dance, and it goes on and on and on, and we'll be seeing the big yellow posters all over town as we always do. When are you guys going to be doing your shootout?
That'll be on Wednesday of Rodeo Week, right in front of our clubhouse. We call that Buckaroo Flats when we convert that. And so we'll do that there, a cell phone shootout, a chili contest, a street dance. We do the whole thing down there now, and it's a lot of fun because we get to kind of stay right in our own little area, and everybody joins along with us.
Now, we know how hard you work for the pancake breakfast. About how, I think there was some kind of statistic thrown around yesterday, Troy, about how many pounds-ish, just ish, of either sausage and, pancake batter do you guys serve up?
I think the sausage worked out to around 1,200 pounds. Batter, I think that was about 2,000 gallons or something like that.
You mix that in like a cement mixer, don't you, or something like that?
We retired the cement mixers probably about 10 years ago. We had a custom stainless steel vat with an outboard motor on it.
That's what I was looking at last year. You know what? And I tell you what, for $3... You have a great time. I mean, almost 10,000 people last year, right?
Almost 10,000 people every year.
We want to break it every year.
We
want 11,000 this year.
We're going to probably do a challenge here with our chat room, what do they call it? Our chat pack.
Yeah.
So how can we get behind you besides that we'd love to help you sell tickets? Gordon, I know that you're making your first announcement going around town today to talk about, this is the kickoff. How can we help you?
You're doing exactly what we need right now. We need everybody to know that the rodeo is coming up. We're chartered to support the rodeo and to advertise it and develop interest in it. So you're doing exactly what you can, and I really appreciate it, and I hope everybody sees us today.
And I tell you what, Gordon and and his sidekick are here, Troy, and they are giving away a family pack of breakfast passes. Each one worth $3 to the first caller.
Four. That's a family pack of four.
Family pack of four. First one to call, 605-4567. You get four tickets to the pancake breakfast.
Yeehaw.
That's four tickets to the pancake breakfast for free.
Is there a cowboy hauler?
Yeehaw.
Is there an asphalt cowboy hauler?
No, there's not.
Woo!
They usually just draw guns and start shooting. We have four tickets to the pancake breakfast. It's going to be May the 20th. It's going to be downtown, and it's going to be sausage and pancakes.
Oh, my God, we've got so much going on.
Everything going on. Oh, here they come. So, what's the matter? Couldn't find your phone this morning, could you? All right. Okay, now, where are you going from now? Where are you going from now? Or now, after here?
After here, we're going to go knocking on doors and selling tickets. There's some people that have bought tickets from us every year, and we want to find some new friends this year.
Ooh, okay.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Now, we're looking forward, of course, to the rodeo, and we're looking into the big parade. And we're working on some special things for this year for the parade.
Well, that's one way that you've been supporting us, Carl, and I really, really appreciate it. We do have a big surprise that's coming up for our parade, and hopefully a big surprise for the rodeo. But we'll just keep that under wraps until we get the word. But there's something that Carl and I are really excited about.
Well, we're trying to do some things here that, you know, maybe new. But we're, you know, just like Cool April Nights, we're behind the Rodeo Week. We're behind Asphalt Cowboys and the Reading Rodeo Association. This is great. We're going to have a good time.
And Carolyn Ogilvie, congratulations. You have one of the tickets. Come by the station here at 1326 Market Street. Carolyn, this is awesome because you are the first. You know, that's kind of cool. Like, I'm the first winner of the pancake breakfast from KCNR. Awesome, guys. And, of course, you know we're going to be behind you all that we can, and we just we love the whole pancake breakfast.
And all the money that's made off of the rodeo and everything goes to really great causes from around here.
Well, the Asphalt Cowboys support a lot of other nonprofits in the area, and what our expenses, the huge expenses, is our insurance and maintaining the equipment that we have. We have to maintain our equipment because we also have part of our charter is to support the sheriff's department. Should there be some sort of an emergency where we need to feed people, the Asphalt Cowboys can serve 10,000 people in 5 hours, and it's all on trailers. So,
wow, did you know that?
Well, you know, I didn't realize that was part of it, but it makes sense to me now, and because you are almost like a posse. As part of kind of an addendum.
Emergency posse.
An emergency posse.
That's fabulous.
For the sheriff.
We all take an oath from the sheriff when we start the Asphalt Cowboys. And that's what it kind of reminded me of, and actually is that I guess the sheriff can make a call and get a whole bunch of us activated.
By law, you have to, if the sheriff calls, you have to assist. And if you don't, that's breaking the law. And he's one of two people in the state of California that can call people up and put them into service. One's the governor and one is the sheriff. So I would say one of two. It's one of, you know, one of the, it's the governor and all the sheriffs can call people up and put them into service. So, and then deputize them, and there we go. Then we've got the Reading deputies. So, Troy, last thoughts here.
I'd just like to remind people that something we started last year is that pre-sale tickets for the breakfast are still $3. However, at the door, we are charging $4 now. So if you see us out in the yellow shirts, be sure and hit us up for your pre-sale tickets.
There you go. So you can save $1. If you've got a family of 10, you save $10. If you have a family of 20, $20. I think you get my drift, though. Buy them early, you get $3. If you come there, it's $4. Okay, thanks. Hey, thank you so much, Asphalt Cowboys, for coming in here today. Gordon, Troy, for everything you all do for our community, and thanks for giving us these tickets. We're going to be giving away some more free tickets here between now and May 9th. I just got a feeling. So thanks a lot,
we'll
and
back.
Good luck.
Oh, thank you.
You better
thank
be
you.
Back. All right. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. It is 8:20 in the morning on April the 13th, and this is Free Fire Radio. KCNR 1460. 8:23 in the morning on April the 13th. This portion of the show is brought to you by B&T Satellite. That's right, B&T Satellite, a local dish satellite provider. Doug Tooley, an 82nd Airborne veteran. Do not call the 800 number, my friends. It's not local. Hello. call 244-1988. Do not put an 800 in front of it. It'll send you someplace else, someplace far, far away. Maybe not a nice place. Maybe not a nice warm place like Reading. And then the person that puts in your dish satellite, will they have a third eye someplace in their head? See, you need to look and work local. Doug Tooley, BNT Satellite, 244-1988. Guarantees his work, local guy. Okay, Bad Bob, we're into it. Let's talk about...
It's on.
Okay, can you believe this? Trump. The Trump doctrine. Donald. The Donald.
The Donald, yeah.
He says that he, if he's running, he says that he would apply his business acumen to geopolitics if he wins the White House. He's telling everybody, you know, he's gone and he has slammed Obama, and he has said things about, is Obama really born in the United States, unless he's changed this in the last day or two. He said he would put a full investigating team onto it to go to Hawaii and prove one way or the other that Obama was born in the United States. He also said he would force China to end currency manipulation or face a 25% tariff on all exports to the United States. And OPEC, oil-producing nations, would have to drop the price of a barrel of oil to $40 to $50 or face America's wrath. And also, if you're going to get help from us militarily, like in the Koreans or any place else in the world, fine. But there's going to be a bill associated with it. So, hey, we fly a jet for you. That'll be you know, $142,000 plus, you know, benefits. So that's the Trump. Okay. Kansas Governor Sam Brownback signs bills restricting abortion. Now, you know, this has come up since, we've talked about this a couple of times, since the elections. And a lot of conservative legislatures have been come into a session that anti-abortion or bills concerning abortion have come up. And this week, Kansas Governor Sam Brownback signed two abortion bills, including one that bans abortion after 21 weeks based on a view that a fetus can feel pain at that point. And as Brownback says, these bills are a reflection of the culture of life that is being embraced all across Kansas. They represent a mainstream bipartisan and common sense approach. The other one will require that a doctor get a parent's notarized signature for girls age 17 or younger who want an abortion. If married, both parents would have to sign. I imagine this is going to be fought in court. 15 other states are reviewing this type of fetal pain restriction, according to pro-choice advocates. And this ban is similar to one passed in Nebraska. You know, this is, you know, these are things that have been, you know, this battle over conception and life and abortion, pro-life, pro-choice, has been simmering ever since the first decision on this, and it's starting to come back again. It's going to be interesting to see where this one goes, see how this ends up, see if it ends up in the Supreme Court. Okay, good news. U.S. spending deal cuts the U.N. funding by $377 million. They're going to cut spending on the United Nations by hundreds of millions of dollars. Less than a week after the U.N. General Secretary ask for continued money and strong support. Now, this is the organization that slams us every chance it gets. You know, it says things, you know, that, you know, it rules against us. It says things about us. It just doesn't treat us very well. And yet, we are the strongest, supporters of the UN. Should we be in the UN? Yeah, we should be in the UN, but we shouldn't be paying for everything. You need to be a part of an august body like the UN, even though it's riddled with corruption, riddled with dictators taking money at any chance they get from the UN, riddled with a very liberal agenda at times aimed against the United States, and the fact that we might accept treaties that would change our life of the United States and our lifestyle. You know, none of those are really disqualifiers for being part of the UN. You might think it is, but it's not. What it is the UN is a body that at least we can sit there, we can, you know, talk to people, and how much real business is done, of course, behind the scenes, as we talked to Brigadier General Terry Paul yesterday, who is a lobbyist out of D.C. There's a lot of things that happen behind the scenes, in background, and maybe you want to call it deal making, maybe you can call it something else. But the thing is that at least you learn what's going on in many cases that will never come out in public. However, the fact that we have to pay so much is one of the things that's always rankled me and many of my friends. So anyway, the biggest U.S. cut, $237 million, was made in an account that goes into international peacekeeping operations. Oh, you think? Peacekeeping operations is usually the United States. The United States will spend $1.89 billion for that, an 11% drop from the $2.1 billion in fiscal year 2010. So we're still spending almost $1.9 billion on it. Another $100 million was cut from funds that support the core UN budget and some other international organizations. So we're still spending a lot of money. We're just not spending as much. I think perhaps we should probably even look at cutting that down to maybe cutting off another, let's say $700 million. Let's just cut it to a billion off. Why don't we do that? Why are we still in there? Okay. Not why we're still in there, but for so much money. How can we spend so many billions of dollars there, Bad Bob?
Those kind of numbers, I can't wrap my poor little Northern California brain around. You know, it's just so beyond me. I might as well try to learn to speak Martian or something as to try to deal with those kinds of numbers. And I don't think most people can, billion, million, trillion, whatever. It all. But, of course, it's just orders of magnitude. And it's scary how deep in the hole we are.
Well, you know what? It's like somebody was told, they said, gosh, you know, two Brazilians were killed in Iraq. Well, gosh, how many is a Brazilian? It was a horrible joke, but it's just what's happening to the economy. How much is a Brazilian? What's 10 times a trillion? Hey, we got to take a break here for the news. We'll be back. We're going to be talking medical marijuana raids. We're going to be talking nude dancing. Is it a moneymaker?
This is a
bomb. CNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. I hope you're having a great day. It's 8:34 in the morning on April the 13th, the week of cool April nights. We've given away some tickets to the Pancake Breakfast also that the Asphalt Cowboys are putting on during Reading Rodeo Week, which is quickly approaching us also. So this portion of the show, though, is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. It was down there yesterday. It's right off Athens Avenue. It was just down there yesterday, man's last stronghold, to get my haircut and talk to everybody, see what's going on. And, it's pretty busy down there, but you get a haircut. You don't get styling. And I just saw someplace in the paper today that, a shop was being, to me it's almost a harassment from the state about licenses and all this kind of thing. You don't have to worry about that down at Cypress Square. They're there. They're ready. They give great haircuts at great prices. They give discounts to veterans. Let me say it again, discounts to veterans. DC Tim and the Man in Black support this community and support the veteran community. That Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue, man's last stronghold.
All right, we know Deadwood, of course, near the Black Hills. And, of course, we know Deadwood because of the fact that, that's where we go. You've gone to the Sturgis motorcycle rally.
We stay in Deadwood because we ride there. It's because Sturgis is just like 12 miles down the road.
And there used to be a wonderful HBO series called Deadwood, which I loved. The whole beginning of the the mining and but there's a place called Lead in South Dakota. And
you look at it and you would say, oh, that's lead. No, it's Lead. It's Lead, South Dakota.
Seems that voters in the town of Lead rejected a proposal on Tuesday that would have allowed nude dancing at bars in its historic downtown. A move supporters said would give an economic boost to the struggling mining town. The proposed easing of the state's adult entertainment law was defeated by a vote of 535-303. Lead City Commissioner Casey Borsch said in a phone interview, he characterized turnout for the referendum as considerably higher than normal. State law in South Dakota already permits nude dancing in bars, providing it does not take place within a quarter mile of any residence, business, or community gathering place.
Okay, here's my question.
All right.
First of all, if you go to Sturgis, there's new dancing out there anyway in bars, except they catch them and they give them, they fine them and give them a ticket. That's just from people just in there dancing.
They're not allowed to.
I know they're not allowed to, but during Sturgis and all the motorcycles are there, you'll see people dancing on bars that might have all their clothes on. The only problem is if it's like a 350-pound guy with a beard and you know, and just a set of shafts. Now that is, there should be a law against that. In fact, people do say pull him off the bar. Here's what I'm thinking is, you know, do you remember when Johnny's Cat House down here, where they had the girls dancing on the bar, but they were clothed, but they were dancing, and such a brouhaha. Oh, they're dancing on the bar. You can see them. They're dancing on the bar. And it just went back and forth. And in fact, the threads that you read from the Record Searchlight were absolutely ludicrous anyway. But
it's kind of like Coyote Ugly, the movie.
The movie where they, you know, the girls dance on the bar.
Right.
So here I'm thinking to myself, okay, Lead, South Dakota. They've got in Deadwood, which is, and it is adjacent to Deadwood. If you go to Deadwood, there's Lead. And you're just down the road from Sturgis and then 25, 30 miles from Rapid City. Dancing new there, because they do have casinos there in those areas. Gambling's legal. So they don't want people to dance nude there. Now, I wonder if that includes topless. Now, one day I was driving down the streets here, minding my own business, right here in Redding, River City. This guy with a Idaho license plate pulls up next to me, and he looks at me, and I'm looking at him, and he rolls down his window, and I'm thinking, well, this ought to be interesting. He says, you have a topless place around here? You know, this, I know, you think I make this up. But
you mean
no,
like
these
a
things
stripper
happen.
Bar.
These things happen to me. And I said, a topless place? You mean like girls without tops on dancing? And he goes, yeah, you got one of these here? And I mean, he's looking tense. and I'm going, well, no. He says, you don't? I said, no, we don't have a topless place here. At least not, you know, I mean, you know, not one on purpose.
Well, at least it's hitting the news, Lead, because it used to have one of the largest, deepest mines in the Western Hemisphere. And their mine ceased production in 2002, but scientific researchers now use it to conduct research into neutrinos and other cosmic particles.
Are they neutrinos?
Neutrinos, those nude neutrinos. Okay, going back to my story that I was trying to finish here, is that I said, you know what, the only place I know that has a topless joint is if you head down toward Chico. And then there, I think there's a bar there that people dance topless. And he goes, thank you, rolls up his window, and he races off in that direction. So here I'm sitting there thinking to myself, here's a guy from Idaho, and he's driving through here looking for a topless place, and then when I tell him where there's one is, he just races off. I mean, is he like on some kind of scavenger hunt? Is he on something that says, I have to find a topless place, and I have to get a napkin or a set of matches or an autograph or something like this? And, I mean, why would you go up to a person, I mean, that you don't know and just say, is there a topless place in town? And or maybe it's just me.
Maybe it's just you.
Well, I don't have a bumper sticker that says, follow me to the topless bar. Yeah, I don't know. It's, you know. But, okay, here's my question. Would topless dancing bring a lot of money to Redding? There is no place around here.
That we know of.
Well, no, there's no
or
place
that you,
around
well,
here.
Maybe. Well, maybe.
Yeah, Bob, is there a topless bar in town?
Not for many, many, many years.
That's right. So here's the question. Would a topless bar be a horrible thing to have in Redding? I mean, considering that we have, like, a lot of other things going on around here that is against the federal law, I don't think that topless dancing is against the federal law. Should we have something like a topless joint that serves beer and lets girls dance topless?
It's such a small town that if the word got out that somebody had a lap dance, I think there'd be some hell to pay.
It'd just be another place for people to spend their SSI. Carla Lindebach, KCNR 1460. It's 8:40 in the morning, and this is Free Fire Radio. Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Carl Lindebach, 8:45 in the morning on April the 13th. This portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, greatest walk-in humidor in the state. If you like cigars, we know I do. All tobacco accessories. And, of course, Espresso Joe's, which gives you great coffee, great prices. You know, they do discounts also for veterans. That's right. Tobacco and Brew, discounts for veterans. And they have the perfect viewing place for the cruise on Friday night. That's right. You can buy hamburgers, hot dogs there, and you've got a spot to watch the cruise as it goes by and a place to park in the back so you can park, watch, eat, watch the cruise, and then when you want to leave, you can leave because they've got an exit out of there. So is this great? This is Tobacco and Brew, Joe and Shelley. great Americans, great friends. They do a lot for our city. So let's go down 2143 Hilltop Drive. Okay, now here are the comments about the topless places. Somebody called in, refused to come on. He said, too many people know his voice. Okay. He says, why don't you combine a nude or a topless dancing establishment with a medical marijuana place? Then you could have a topless joint. All right.
I like it.
I like that. You know, it's topless joints. The other things that people are talking about, they had them down in places and they draw the wrong element. Other people are saying on the chat room, oh, no, the ones that will be screaming about it publicly will be in there at 3 o'clock in the morning in their trench coats. And probably that's it. All right. Dancing nude. How about bikini, Bad Bob? Think that'll work?
Yeah, although I have seen some individuals wearing bikinis who really should not.
Well, that's true, but it is a privilege, not a right, as are many things, okay? Here's what I'm looking at, though, on that. Is it a way to gain money? And but don't you have to apply? You have to obviously apply for a license and a place to do it. Do you think that Reading is ready for that? I mean, did Reading ever have one of these? I don't know. I haven't been here long enough.
Within my memory,
we put 20 medical marijuana places up.
Within my memory, there was a huge brouhaha back in the late 80s when a second adult bookstore opened in town in a more prominent location. And there was quite the brouhaha about it. Eventually, a local citizens group shut it down. But some of them took it to an extreme, to the point where I had made a joke one day to an individual saying we had a Christmas party coming up and I was going to run over to the bookstore to get a party gift. This guy thought I was serious and said, well, if you do that, we'll take your picture and we'll post it all over town. And I'm like, dude, you got some serious legal implications there.
Yeah, it's a type of thing what goes in Lead, South Dakota. As somebody said, you know what, that was decided a long time ago. All right. Remember we've talked about in the last, seemed like the last two or three weeks, we're seeing where federal agents are doing, are raiding medical marijuana offices. They had another one get hit in near Detroit. And they had search warrants at several Detroit area locations on Tuesday, including a medical marijuana facility owned by a businessman who owns a long closed auto plant. And this it probably has nothing to do specifically with the medical marijuana office, but it does have to do with the guy that owns it. But that's two or three, that's like the third one I've seen in the last couple of weeks where the feds are coming down and raiding them for, is it tax purposes? Is it something they're not declaring? Something like that. Now, Libya. It appears that where Gaddafi was on the ropes, he was getting ready to be knocked out, everybody was against him, everybody is united against Muammar, the South African or the African Union came in and brokered a ceasefire, and that they would be talking together and everything. Well, it seems like everything's starting to fall apart. Gaddafi is back again, shelling the opposition. They're having a meeting in Doha, and Britain is wanting the other NATO members to beef up ground attacks in Libya. And they met in Qatar to try to open up a deadlock in the country's civil war. But they, they're starting to break up about, it appeared that the international contact group meeting when Belgium ruled out boosting air attacks or arming Libyan rebels. Good idea. We don't even know who the Libyan rebels are. Who are these guys? And why, and when you start talking about ground attacks, air-to-ground attacks, air-to-ground attacks. Gaddafi just put his forces around the civilians. Hello? Did you think he wasn't going to do that? We have seen that everywhere. You saw Saddam Hussein did that. You saw that many of the places we've gone into like that they will surround the targets with civilians and dare you to attack them. And for us to launch, 200 Tomahawks and say we haven't killed any, there hasn't been any collateral damage is, of course, ridiculous to say. The only way you're going to root this out, my friend, is you're going to have to put people on the ground. They're the ones that are going to have to, put the separation in there. And nobody's prepared to do that. And I just pray that President Obama keeps to a back seat here. We're still spending $1 million a day there. But we do not need to get even more engaged in this. And, you know, now it's falling apart. The coalition's falling apart. And I think what you're going to probably end up seeing is a long, protracted display of people pointing their fingers at each other. And will there be meetings? I don't know. Will there be a miracle and somebody will take out Gaddafi by accident, you know, quote, accident, and a bomb strike? Who knows? But right now, all this hullabaloo, all this money spent, all these people involved in this, and they're back right where they were. Got to take a break. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460, and this is Free Fire Radio.
Back down, you can stand.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio and KCNR 1460, home of Free Fire Media, and Carl and Linda Bott, 8:53 in the morning on April the 13th. We're winding up this show.
80% chance of showers today with a high of 56, partly cloudy tonight with a low of 41. Chat Packers, we are really happy every time that we look into the chat room and you engage with us. There is just so much going on this weekend. But by the way, the weather is always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. We'll be out there Thursday, and we are pre-selling tickets for that $15 a ticket luau, which is going to be a phenomenal from 10 to 5 show and shine.
It's going to be sunshiny tomorrow. They're going to have all the people from American Graffiti.
That's right. Currently 45 degrees right now, and we'll have some surprise drop-ins tomorrow, and looking forward to that as well. We're always welcoming your comments here on KCNR1460.com.
We're going to be launching some things out here in the next few weeks. That's going to be kind of surprising. I think you're going to like a lot. And like I said, tomorrow we're going to have we're looking to have, if they get into town tonight, is Bo Hopkins and Paul Lamont and Candy Clark. They're going to be out in Somos tomorrow for the show and shine. But we'd like to have them on the show here and talk about their careers, the things they've done in their careers in life. What they're doing now. And last time they were here, last year, in fact, we had a great time with them. Very informative, and they're just, you know, pretty good people. Plus the fact, then going out there, I'm seeing all those great cars tomorrow out at Anselmo. Later on this week, we're going to have a number of interesting subjects. You know, like I said, tomorrow's going to be, will be the Anselmo Show and Shine with all the people here. We'll have some more Cool April Nights people. Friday, I will be absent. I am going to be going down to Sacramento and dealing and learning a lot about what happens during an emergency and in the forensic side of it. So that's going to be kind of exciting.
I'll have a co-host that day, and I'll be telling you more about him. And I'm sure many of you loyal listeners are going to love this guy, Jeff Avery. He is going to be a lot of fun, and he's bringing in some very special guests. We're going to be talking about insurance, and you're going to get some valuable information from an insurance guy that is medically about medical insurance, what's happening right now in the industry. A lot of us get a lot of hearsay, but this is from the horse's mouth of somebody who's dealing with government restrictions and what we're doing now.
Okay, and also next week we begin our emergency preparedness week. We're going to be talking Monday through Friday. We're going to be starting at 8 o'clock on Monday. On Thursday we have Chief Peter Hansen will be here, but we're still going to have emergency preparedness, be talking to him about that. But then on Friday, besides the show at 8 o'clock at noontime, Tobacco and Brew, we're going to have everything laid out there that you can look at.
I think we have a special giveaway, too, that we're going to be doing with the emergency preparedness. You might want to be putting your ear to the radio, because we're going to do a special drawing where we have somebody who's been on the air that is donating to the station, which will go to you. One of the lucky people throughout the week that is going to be a bunch of, what's it called? Where you add
it's an emergency preparedness pack
you
can pick up. It's called a bucket. You just pick up and walk out with. That provides food and a number of other items. That's going to be given away by one of our good advertisers here. We're going to be talking about that. He'll be on the show, too, because he is also into it. Jake is. We're going to be talking, though, this week. This is something that everybody needs to have kind of in the back of their minds. What happens if there is a disaster? What happens if we have an earthquake and things are cut off? Where do we meet our kids? we're, as you know, we're split up by the river here. There's two bridges. What if the bridges go out? What if they're unsafe and you've got a large family? Where do you meet? Do you have a spot on each side of the river? Do you have a way of contacting them? What if those cell towers go down? That's very, very possible.
So
you have a way of doing that.
You'll get a chance to hear from the experts, and it's very mindful. We all need to be mindful of what happens, actually, on your own turf.
That's right. And, you know, and what do you have in your house that can help protect you? And I don't mean weapons and things, but we will be talking about that, too. But I'm talking about just, you know, how can you have, what happens if all the lights go off? Do you have a flashlight in every room? When's the last time you had, you checked the batteries on it? What about a way of, we've got the Sacramento River here, but do you have a way of purifying the water if there is no gas? What if you can't get down to the water? Do you have emergency water supplies? These are just a number of things that we want to be talking about over the over next week, and you're going to learn a lot. You're going to see a lot. And then, like I said, on Friday, we're going to culminate it down at Tobacco and Brew at noontime. We're going to invite everybody down, and we're going to lay out all the equipment so that you can see it, and we're also going to be doing a video of it, and we're going to be having that up on the website. So you can take a look at and have somebody explain what everything is that we're doing during under emergency preparedness. But that's next week, tomorrow. I'm looking forward to going out there. Last time we had a great time.
She did, and there were some incredible cars. And got a chance because it's kind of the first. They're show and shines every day this week. Of course, this is pre-registration at the convention center today, as well as tonight is the Foothill High School fundraiser. Don't forget about that in the big tent. And we have got just about 60 seconds left. Bob, thank you so much for always being here and controlling. It's like we've had drop-ins from the Asphalt Cowboy. We had Bob Creighton, who was talking about his 52 Merc with several other parts in it.
Okay, remember, tri-tip dinner tonight with dancing and dining to live jazz by the Foothill High School Jazz Bands, Club Cougar Orchestra, and the Jazz Cats. That's tonight from 6 to 8 p.m. at the Cool Nights Mega Tent. That's all for $12. All right. Okay. Tomorrow's going to be great. I can't wait. And this is Carl and Linda Bott. And just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. You know, everybody we've talked to today has been a good guy.
You're listening to KCNR Shasta Redding.